This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. We knew we would have a presidential primary election in Ohio in March, along with some other contested races, but a potential contested primary popped up unexpectedly last week. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson is here to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Marianne.
So it looks like there's going to be a Republican primary for Hamilton County Commissioner.
I would think so.
What happened?
Well, what happened was a week ago today, Greg Hartman kind of surprised everybody except a handful of insiders in the Republican Party by announcing that he was not going to run for a third term as county commissioner. This is a big shock to people. He'd already raised like $300,000 for a reelection campaign, but suddenly he said, look, I don't want to do this anymore. He said, I don't want to grow stagnant in the job. I want to go move on. And he left.
So the filing deadline for candidates for the March primary, just 16 days away. Is there likely to be a contested primary on the Republican side to take Hartman's place?
Yeah, well, it certainly looks like it. You already have some candidates out there who have taken out petitions to run from the Board of Elections. Now, taking out petitions and turning them in with signatures, those are two different things. But Charlie Winburn, the Republican Cincinnati City Council member, and another Cincinnati Council member, Christopher Smitherman, who is an independent, has taken out petitions to run as a Republican for this. There's a third candidate that is very little known by the name of Lonnie Bowling, who was also taking out petitions. But Smitherman and Winburn are obviously two heavyweight politicians.
Any word on anybody else who might get in at this point?
Yeah, there's possibility of others. I know that, you know, people have talked to the Republican Party leadership. Marianne Christie used to be the mayor of Madeira. Norbert Nadel, the retired judge, he's been talking about it. I just don't know if these people are going to be serious about it. Sylvia Hendon, the former judge, is also a possibility. I don't know. We'll have to see if they take out petitions and actually file by December 16th.
Now, you mentioned the Republican Party leadership. What do they think about having primary?
They're not very happy about it. They don't like primaries. They don't like the divisiveness of it. They don't like the fact that candidates have to go out and raise a whole lot of money and spend it fighting each other. They would rather they raise money and spend it fighting a Democratic opponent in the fall. So they want to avoid a primary at all costs. Now, I'm not sure they're going to be able to do that in this case, because when you're talking about Charlie Winburn and Christopher Smitherman, you're talking about two pretty hard-headed politicians, and I'm not sure if they're really serious about this, that one is going to get out of the other's way.
So you have State Representative Denise Driehaus as the Democratic candidate. What has she said about Hartman's withdrawal?
Well, she hadn't said a whole lot. I mean, she said that, you know, she was she didn't see it coming, but she was more focused on her campaign, raising money and building an organization and, getting her message out to Hamilton County voters. She's a state representative. She's term limited out. So this time, instead of running in a House district, she'll have to run countywide, which is much more difficult for anybody. So, you know, she's not really said a whole lot about it. I think she's just sitting back and watching to see what happens with this Republican primary.
Are there any other Democrats that you think will enter the race at this point?
I don't think so. I haven't. I mean, anybody can pull petitions and file them by December 16th. But Denise Driehaus is the Hamilton County Democratic Party's candidate for this. That's who they want. And I don't really expect any serious challenge to her in the primary.
I guess we check back with you on December 16th to see who what's really going to happen.
I guess we'll have to, yes.
Howard, thanks so much.
Sure.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.